Masechet Zevachim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Het. We'll now talk about somebody who applied the blood of a korban outside the proper spot of Har Habayit. Mishnah says, "Hahatachi kibel dama bekosehad a inner hatat." Somebody who slaughtered it inside, and then the blood was received, or it was caught in a cup. Natan bahutz vehazad venatan bifnim, and then he applied some of the blood outside, and then applied the rest of the blood inside. Bifnim hazad venatan bahutz, or he first applied some of the blood inside, and then he applied the rest of it outside. Hayav, he's liable for the blood he applied outside. Shekulora uilabo bifnim, because even after he made the applications inside, all of the remaining blood is supposed to be brought inside, and when he puts some of it outside, he's violating the halakha. He's violating the halakha that all the blood has to be poured in the proper spot. The first case is obvious. If he first pours it outside, and then he applies it inside, it's obvious that he did the wrong thing first. He did the essential pouring in the wrong spot, and then he went inside. So obviously, that case, the person would be liable. What we're saying here is that he's liable even if he applied it first inside and then outside. Even there, a person did wrong because all of the blood has to be put in the proper spot. Whatever's fit to be brought inside has to be brought inside. Another halakha about an inner hatat. Kibel dama bishne kosot, if he caught the blood in two cups, where in the case the blood in either one is allowed to be used for all the applications, the halakha is as follows. Natan shenehem bifnim patur. If he applied all the blood from both of them inside, he's not liable. Obviously, he didn't do anything wrong. The blood is being applied in the proper spot, so he's not liable. We're just trying to list all the different permutations of the Mishnah. Shenehem bahut hayav. If he applied the blood from both of them outside, he's liable for both. The blood in both cups is fit to be poured onto the Mizbeach, so when he pours them outside, he did something problematic. Ehad bifrim ve'ehad bahutz patur. If he applied all of the applications from the blood of one of the cups inside and then the blood of the other one outside, he is patur also. Because once he completes the applications with the blood of the first cup inside, the blood of the second cup becomes unfit to be poured on the Mizbeach. When we said earlier that Rabbi Nehemiah says that all of the blood has to be poured on the Mizbeach, none of it could be poured out at the base of the Mizbeach, that's only talking about when you had all of the cup, all of the blood filled in one cup. But here, in the case we have them in two cups, once the necessary application was done with the first cup, whatever remains in the cup of the second cup has to be really poured out. It becomes rejected and it's not considered to be essential, and is not really poured on the Mizbeach whatsoever. It's only that first cup that is. So therefore, in that case, we would say, you know what, it's not fit to be poured on the Mizbeach anyway, so therefore the person is patur. Last case. Ehad bahutz ve'ehad bifnim, hayav al ha'itzon ve'apenimi mechaper. If he applied the blood of one cup first outside, and then the blood of the other one inside, he's liable for the ones that were applied outside, but not for the ones that were applied inside. That was valid and atones for the owner, and it validates actually the korban hatat. The fact that the first cup was applied in a forbidden way doesn't invalidate the blood in the second cup, which remained poured properly inside. So the korban is considered to be a valid korban. One was done improperly, and the person's hayav on that, but the one that was done properly actually validates the whole korban hatat. Lema davar dome. To what case could this be compared? Lema frish hatato ve'avda ve'hifrish ha'heret tahteh. Someone who separated his outer hatat offering and then it became lost. And then he separates another hatat in its place. Ve'ahar kach limset harishona ve'hareshetehen omdot. And afterwards he found the first animal. Now both of them are standing there right in front of him ready to be offered. In that case, too, we say that either hatat is allowed to be offered. Either hatat is fit to be offered on the Mizbeach. One of them is offered, the other one becomes hatat shechifru be'aleha, hatat whose owner already received atonement and it has a way to die on its own. We don't offer it as a korban. So the law is as follows: shehat shetehen bifnim patur. If he slaughtered both of them inside, he's not liable. He wasn't permitted to slaughter the second one inside, but he did it anyway, and therefore we're not going to hold him liable. But de'avad after the fact. If he slaughtered both of them outside, he's liable for both of them, since each hatat had the ability to be offered inside when it was, and then he slaughtered it outside. So therefore, When he slaughtered the first one outside, it was fit to be the Korban Hatat. But once that one was gone, the second one still remained possible to be offered as the Korban Hatat. So when he slaughters that outside as well, he's liable also, and he did something wrong in that case. Therefore, we say he's in that case, Hayav, Ahat Bifnim, Be'ahat Bahut Patur. If he slaughtered one inside, then the other one outside, he's not liable for slaughtering outside, because once the first Korban Hatat was offered correctly inside, the second one has nothing to do with it anymore. It's unfit to be offered inside, so when he slaughters it outside, there's no liability. Ahat Bahut Ve'ahat Bifnim, if he slaughters one outside, and then the other one inside, we say, Hayav Alahitzona, the one that was slaughtered outside, in that type of case, he is liable when he slaughtered it. He did something wrong. At the time that he slaughtered it, it was free to be chosen as the Korban Hatat, so that he was required to offer inside. So therefore, he did something problematic in that case. And the one that was slaughtered inside still counts as an atonement, as a kapara, for the sin for which it was separated. Since the slaughter of the first one outside did not invalidate the second one, so that was the only one left. And if it was done in the proper spot, he did something correct, and he receives kapara. Keshem shedama poter pesara. If he slaughtered both inside, and then applied the blood of one of them to the mizbeach, the application of that blood makes the meat not applicable to the laws of me'ilah. Me'ilah is a person cannot use property of the Beit HaMikdash for their own benefit. So here, he makes the meat not part of that, because by pouring the blood on, he makes the meat permitted to be eaten by the Kohanim. And therefore, it's not part of the world of Me'ilah anymore. No matter who benefits from it, even if it's a non-Kohen. He may violate other problems if he does that, if a non-Kohen eats it. But for all intents and purposes, it's not a problem of Me'ilah. The blood makes the meat permitted. So too, when the blood of that first hatat is poured, it exempts the meat of the second korban hatat as well from the laws of me'ilah. As soon as the first hatat blood was applied, it brings kapara to the owner, and now with the korban hatat is all done. The second animal that he had becomes that type of hatat that we mentioned earlier, where it becomes a korban hatat, which is not actually offered. It becomes hatat shekifru be'aleha, hatat, where the owner already received the atonement. Again, we're talking about the case where the person had a korban hatat, he lost it, so he brought another one in its place, and then he found the original one. So there, once the korban hatat was offered, the second one becomes not subject, it's not considered to be sacred anymore on that level, and if a person happened to use it for his own benefit, he's not allowed to. But let's say he did use it, the laws of Me'ilah would not apply.